White. George's Terrace, St. Kilda Road, Melbourne, Victoria, Australia. February 25th, 1894. Dear son Willie, I have just come to my room from number L, visiting Sister Price. We had a most pleasant interview with her and with her father and mother. Brother and Sister Price, we may call them, for they have decided to obey the truth. We had a season of prayer with the sick one, and we believe the Lord has heard special prayer in her behalf 2 weeks since, and that He has healed her. She now needs strength, and the Lord will strengthen her and raise her up as a monument to His mercy and grace. Brother Price has been a teacher in the high school in Kellyville many years, and is now a retired teacher, receiving his pension. They have been here about 2 weeks. It was supposed the daughter was past human help when they sent for her parents, but prayer was offered in her behalf before her parents came, and she was relieved. Then she became worse again, and Dr. Kellogg was describing her case to me and said he knew not what to do next. There flashed into my mind that which I had presented to my mind in Texas when James Cornell was thought to be dying through intense inflammation of stomach and bowels. The Lord flashed it into my mind then to apply pulverized charcoal, which we did, praying to God in his behalf. Immediate relief was given, the inflammation was stayed, and in a few days he was placed on a spring bed and in a lumber wagon and started on his long journey across the Indian Territory en route for Colorado. I told Kellogg to get a quantity of charcoal and give to her to eat and drink, and large poultices of it, covering the stomach and bowels, and it would kill the poison and inflammation. This was done. She was suffering intense pain, but in a few moments relief came, and she was in a sweet sleep. She is now weak, but has been improving ever since. The Lord be praised. We feared that she would die. The parents have attended meetings and seem so thankful their daughter was here. Dr. Kellogg has attended her faithfully. The parents have been interested in the truth and greatly desired to attend camp meeting, but the measles came into the family and a number were sick. This girl, their daughter, was sick, and her present sickness is traced to the measles. She got up and went to work too soon. The parents are here still and will not leave until they are able to take their daughter with them. Both father and mother are now decided in the truth. He has not touched the pipe for 2 weeks. He has listened to the 3 morning talks I have given to the school with deepest interest and has spoken heartily in appreciation of them. I have just been conversing with him in regard to places to rent. He spoke of a nice place 3 miles from Parramatta, a place of 5 acres of land, a paddock and fruit trees, a good house. The place is owned by Mr. Thomas, Chetwynd Grove, Guildford. Brother Price lives 1 mile from this place. He says it is high and dry, a beautiful place. Look at this location. It is within 15 minutes' walk of station. I should be pleased to have Brother Price and wife as neighbors. They have received the whole truth as far as they have heard it. Please bear in mind if you can find a house retired, in a healthful location, we can, if room is not plenty in the same house, live in the tent. We can make it perfectly secure by boarding up the sides or lining it inside with colored fabric of woolen material. We do not want the lack of rooms to be a hindrance to our locating in a healthful location. Please look in the vicinity named. The interest is steadily increasing in Williamstown, and calls are coming in from other towns for meetings. Our prayer is that the Lord Himself shall work and shall get honor to His own name. We would pray earnestly for the Lord to breathe upon us the spirit of supplication, for the promise is, if we ask, we shall receive. Matthew 21, verse 22. I will write you after the meeting. At 3 o'clock I speak in the town hall in Brighton. A word or two more before I lay down my pen. The last house you mentioned is in every way desirable. But if the 5 acres of land were on this place, it would be more sensible for me to pay such a large rent, but not to pay such a rent for a big house. The description is nice, but the rent is too big for me. I think we can do better than that. £80 for 1 year frightens me. The place with 5 acres of land, if good land, if there were good, wholesome rooms, would please me. I shall have to have someone to take care of the horse and cow, for this I must have. And Stephen Belden and wife could drive our team down, taking his time for it. His help could cultivate the land, and we raise considerable vegetables to live on. As we eat no meat, we must have plenty of fruit, of the best kind. We want to get to Sydney in time to put up fruit quite largely. Think of the tent scheme, if you please. Stephen could live in a tent, or I buy another tent like the one I have, or smaller one. Willie, there must be constant study to economize in means, and there must be more careful selection of the persons whom we shall expend means upon to obtain an education. We do not look, I think, as carefully to this matter as we should. We give opportunities and advantages to those who make no right use of them, and will not appreciate the opportunities and advantages they have. February 26th. I spoke yesterday at 3 p.m. in the town hall. We did not have a crowd, but we had above 100 of sensible people, the best class of the community, and the Lord was in our midst. I spoke especially upon the love of God. Romans 5, verse 1 to 11. All listened with great attention, and we leave the results with God. Elder Corliss spoke in the evening in the tent with freedom and power. Elder Corliss told me that Minister Richard said he was going to let these people alone and carry his controversy with them no farther. I hear that the interest is stronger in Williamstown than in any other location. Elder Starr spoke there last night. I have not seen him this morning, but there is need of every jot of help that is here now at this interesting time to carry forward the work to its completion, binding it off in the very best, strongest manner. I speak next Sunday afternoon in Williamstown. I kept waiting here for a little more strength before I spoke to the students, but I was urged to duty by the impression of the Spirit of God, and I have spoken 3 times already. I shall continue to speak to them from time to time, while I remain here. Private. My principal burden now is for Sisters Rousseau and Daniels. I am sure they have not been standing in the counsel of God, and the eyes of both are blinded in regard to persons and things, and the manner of spirit which they have had, which has been a hindrance rather than a help. Satan has worked to deceive and make of none effect the efforts for order and discipline. Oh, this is so sad. Mother. Elder Starr and Elder Israel have visited in my room. They report excellent meetings in Williamstown. Dr. Kellogg spoke in the afternoon, Sunday, Elder Starr in the evening. Elder Starr sat up until 1 o'clock after speaking, visiting with Captain Press and his wife, answering questions on the Sabbath commandment. They are convicted in regard to the truth. Mother.